Seduction. Let's get into some techniques. So I've shied away from talking about this in my book for a couple of reasons. One is that it's kind of creepy to teach someone how to seduce someone in a book. That's my personal opinion. I think that it's a much more, there's a lot more finesse involved in it. It's not something you can just study, look at, and then go out and then understand. It doesn't work like that, really. The stuff that I did see that I learned the most from were videos, and so I wouldn't mind teaching some in video form, but doing it in the book was kind of overkill for me, and I couldn't really do it that way. I just didn't know if people were going to get the full message, and getting half of the message in seduction means you creep a lot of people out for a very long period of time, and you probably don't know that you're doing it. So it could cause a lot of problems, and that's why I didn't do it. So let's talk about a few of my favorite seduction techniques that I'd used throughout my entire life, really since I started studying this in the first place. Let's talk about why they work, and let's also talk about how to do them. So the first one I've stumbled upon probably about six, seven years ago, and it was the first seduction technique I'd ever heard of. And essentially what it sort of boils down to is that women read, and we actually, men as well, we also read the same thing, but women read minor facial expressions in men and in other women constantly all the time. They're doing this subconsciously, and they're doing assessing everything as they go. So every time that there's another sort of minor facial structure shift, as in like, you know, eyebrows down versus eyebrows up, or eyes like this versus eyes squinting, or, you know, straight face versus, you know, side smirk. You know, these are all little tiny things that we pick up on. And a fake side smirk versus a real side smirk is different. We can recognize that. But the micro expressions are so subtle and so small that it's almost a superpower that we're able to do this in the first place. So what ends up happening, because it's so subtle and so small, your subconscious mind does all the heavy lifting here, meaning that it bypasses your logical brain. Your logical brain cannot be involved in the micro expression reading process. And the reason why is because it's too much work. It's too heavy for your conscious mind to understand. And so essentially what that means is that if you can learn how to move your facial expressions in a specific way, then you can bypass a woman's logical brain, speak directly to her emotional brain, and turn her on doing that. Now, sounds kind of crazy, but it works. I've done it a lot. Now, the question is, how do you control those expressions? You know, what do you need to look like? Is there something you can, like, you know, I lift this eyebrow, and then I lift the side of my mouth, and then I squint my eye a little bit, and then, you know, turn my head slightly, and then she's attracted? Well, no, that's not the case. The truth is that we don't have enough muscle awareness to be able to move these all individually like this, and some of them are very, very difficult, if not impossible, to control. For example, eye dilation, pupil dilation. So when you're aroused, for example, and when a woman is aroused, your pupils will dilate so that you can have more light let in, so you can see more, so you can get more of the picture, more information. So the dilation of your eyes is going to be a very hard thing to do by yourself. I've actually learned how to do this, to dilate my pupils, through a lot of martial arts, kung fu study, a lot of, you know, qigong and tai chi study. I learned how to do it, but it doesn't really matter. It's not that important. It's not very useful, because I learned a better way to do this. That's what I'm going to teach you now. So essentially what you want to do is you want to make a face as if you are being turned on as she's talking. The best way to make that face is to be turned on while she's talking. Now, you don't want to do this too early. You don't want to walk up being turned on, because then she'll feel kind of creeped out, because you're skipping the first two stages of the interaction if you do that. You're not in the seduction stage yet. So you want to save this. You don't want to think about her, you know, riding you for a while. Don't think about that at all. Build that attraction, build that rapport, and at the end of rapport, when you're going into seduction and you start to see this sort of maelstrom, this tornado of sexual tension coming along, or at least you want it to be coming along, here's a really simple thing to do. Just imagine her sucking your cock. But just imagine it happening. As she's talking, just think about it and vividly picture it. Now, what will happen here is you'll start to get turned on because you'll be thinking about this. And, you know, you'll get that sort of feeling in your chest, and, like, maybe your throat gets a little dry. You'll swallow maybe add some moisture in your throat. And essentially, you're going to be going through all the things you'd naturally do if you were being turned on. Now, as she's talking, she's not going to be able to recognize that she's turning you on. What she's going to recognize is that she's getting turned on. She won't notice that you're getting turned on consciously. She'll recognize that she's getting turned on consciously. Now, the beauty behind this, and the reason why this happens, is because as she's getting turned on, her ability to recognize what you're doing sort of goes out the window. She doesn't have the ability to look at you and go, what's going on here? Is he getting turned on by me? Blah, blah, blah. She won't be able to do that. Instead, her body is reacting by mirroring what you're doing. But you're not being overt about it, so her conscious mind isn't involved. So she isn't making a decision to be seduced. Instead, she's just feeling seduced. She's feeling turned on. And that's a proper seduction. Will sort of come along that way. Will feel that way. Now, of course, you want to use this with some sense of power and responsibility, because it's a very powerful technique, and you can turn women on who you probably shouldn't turn on. And you can also, if you do it too soon, you can creep women out. If you do it to women who are, you know, who are very logical in that moment and you haven't built rapport with them, you can ruin the trust that you may have in your relationship. If you try to do it to one of your friends who's a girl without going through some stages before then to take her out of the friend zone, then you'll ruin it terribly. So I wouldn't suggest doing that, but that's the first technique. The second technique I like to use a lot is, sort of overly aggressive leading. Now, when I say overly aggressive, you need to let me explain that, because I'm not forcefully pulling her any one direction or anything like that. But essentially what I'm doing is I'm taking her from one spot to another. I'm saying, let's go over here, and then I move her from one spot to another. Now, that may sound totally unseduction related, but it's absolutely related to seduction, and I'll explain why. Seduction is about 50% sexual tension and emotional buildup, emotional connection, emotional brain heightening. And then the other 50% is going to be you being dominant. Now, that's like caveman-style dominance. I don't mean like hit her in the head with a club and drag her off, but I do mean that you're going to be taking control, taking charge. You're going to be moving without asking her for permission. One of the biggest mistakes men make in the bedroom is they ask for permission. This is too fast. This is too slow. Am I allowed to touch here? Is it okay to take your panties off? You know, these are all questions you don't ask in bed. You just start doing it, and if she says no, then you stop. You know, and that's how you do it. If she doesn't say no and she seems uncomfortable, stop anyway and talk to her and be like, hey, you know, I want to make sure you're comfortable here, and, you know, talk her through the whole process. Why don't you relax? You know, blah, blah. If she's not comfortable at all, stop altogether, obviously. If your body language says no and her mouth says yes, don't do it. If her mouth says no and her body language says yes, you want to keep heightening it without pushing it further, meaning that if you're making out with her, you don't go down her pants. You make out with her more and more until she feels, you know, that you're allowed to go there and you're allowed to sort of go to the next step. So ultimately, though, you want to be taking her from one place to another to sort of build up this seduction awareness, this sort of dominance in the interaction. And one way you do that is you stick your hand out while you're in rapport. She'll take your hand. And if you're sitting down, stand up and just start walking. Don't walk too fast. Just show up. She'll be like, where are we going? Where are we going? Just be like, come on. And you're just going to walk. I don't care where you go. But I would prefer that you went to some place where you're semi-private. When you do, you're sort of leading her around. This is one of my favorite things to do. This is so choice. I absolutely think you should do this. Whenever you pull her, you're pulling her from behind, like behind you like this. She's got your hand and you're walking in front of her to a direction. As soon as you get to a wall where no one's really hanging out, I want you to walk straight at the wall. I want you to turn around while you still have her hand, and I want you to lean up against the wall with your back. It's kind of like I'm leaning on this chair. So you're going to lean back like this, and you're going to lean just your upper back on the wall. The rest of your body is going to be kind of sticking out a little bit. And you're going to take her by the hand, and you're going to pull her hand around behind your back so that she's facing you now because you turned around. You're walking this way. You turn around, you know, and then you lean up against the wall. Now she's here. You're going to pull her hand and put her around behind your back, and you're going to reach around her waist too and pull her into you. Not super sharp, not really fast. You're going to pull her in so that your hips are touching, and preferably some of your stomachs are touching as well. Your stomach is touching hers. Now, if you have an issue, like a body awareness issue around your stomach, that's going to get in the way, and you're not going to be able to do this technique very well, so you need to get in shape or get over it. And I know a lot of guys who are massive dudes who are amazing with women, especially musicians. I know a lot of musicians that are just sloppy and slobs and big dudes, and they just kill it with women. They're really, really good. And actually, I used to use them a lot in demonstrations because no one would believe they'd ever be able to meet women and attract gorgeous, gorgeous girls. And they do. They're amazing at it. And a lot of these girls don't even know that they're in a band. So it's not, has nothing to do with the band whatsoever. It's just about their confidence. So if you are afraid to touch your stomach to hers, either lose weight, which is what I suggest you do, or you know, just get over it because you're holding yourself back. So pull around, pull her hips into yours, put her arm around yours too, around your back. That's important. If you don't put her arm around your back, you're fully being the aggressor. You want her to commit somewhat. If you put her arm around her back and then she pulls away, then just take her, spin her around in circles, you know, laugh, spin around, and then move to another part of the bar, you know? Move to another part of the bar, banter a little bit, and then go right back into seduction and see if she lets you go there, you know? Ultimately, you're just taking a step forward, testing the water. If it's cool, you stay there. You never come back unless you're teasing. And that sort of gives me my last bit here, my last favorite seduction technique. So we've got the mental thought process, the sort of projection of sexuality where you think about something, it turns you on, it turns her on. We have the leading process where you're pulling her around and pulling her in. When you pull her hips into yours and she's got her hand around your back, then I want you to put your forehead to hers first before you kiss her. Now, this is really important. It gives her that sense of hesitation. And that's the third thing that I really love. My third favorite seduction technique is this hesitation. This where you can take it and you know you can, but you don't yet. This is crucial. So many guys, when they get the opportunity, they jump at it. Like, oh, she wants to kiss? Make out now. Immediately. Now, it's good sometimes, but it's bad sometimes because you don't build that tension. So what you want to do is you want to be playful. As soon as you know you can get what you want, you want to seem like you're giving it to her, then you want to take it away for just a second, then give it to her. Or maybe take it away a couple of times before you give it to her. So she says, stop it. Or, you know, she's like, come on. Or she's begging for it. This is a massive turn on to women. It's huge. It's just amazing. And what will happen if you don't do stuff like this and you don't build up the sexual tension is you'll get part of the way through making out with her and then she'll get bored and literally turn around and walk off. And then you do not want this to happen because when she walks off after making out with you, what's called her buying temperature is up. So that means that she wants to hook up and she's turned on. So it becomes less important that it's with you. It can be with anybody. At this point. So she may hook up with another random dude. Some other guy may walk in and he may just swoop right in and take her right away from you. So that's another thing I'd like to touch on real quick. And this video, and of course I'll release a series of these different videos to you over time. And as I post a new one, you can hop in here and check it out. But I'll finish the first technique and then I'll get on to the next sort of concept. But ultimately, the third one that I said was teasing. This sort of getting in, knowing you can get the kiss, knowing that she wants to be around you, but pulling away just a little bit. Reaching in for the kiss, and as she starts to lean in too, you just pause and lean back a little bit with her and just look at her. You know, look at her in the eyes, and she'll smile when you do it. It's an amazing sense of power to be able to control a woman's desire like this. So as she comes in, you pull away just a little bit, not fast, not like you're like, whoa, because she'll think she has bad breath or something if you do that. You want to do it slowly, and you want to watch her. If she starts to pull away, you lean in again. So you sort of are doing this little back and forth dance with her until finally you're making out. Now, the last thing I really wanted to talk about is sort of the latter stages of the seduction. As you are sort of getting her really sexually turned on and, you know, she's even in the bedroom with you and you guys are getting ready to go at it. Or, you know, I used to always take girls to wherever I was, I just go to the bathroom with her because I knew that in order to go home with her, there's going to be a lot of time for her to sort of lose interest or snap out of it or do what's called breaking state, where she's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I just met you, you know? And I don't want any of that stuff to pop up. And not that I want to take advantage of it really quickly. I just don't want to risk that happening. I'd like to, you know, get sexual with her, make that sexual connection and be that powerful man with her and then take her back, if possible, that night. So needless to say, I've had a lot of sex in public restrooms and public places in the past because of this sort of scenario. And, you know, and I'd meet a girl at a bar and I'd, you know, it'd be too much of a logistical nightmare for me to go back to her place or my place. So I'd just, you know, have sex with her in the bar, in the bathroom or some dark corner somewhere where no one can see me or around the corner outside or somewhere and get it done with there. So that may sound kind of nuts, but and I thought it would be nuts too, but truth is, once you understand this part of seduction, you can build this massive amount of sexual tension, and you can sort of capitalize on it in any way, shape, or form that you want. Now, the important last thing I want to go over, though, is the importance of keeping a straight face during seduction and not laughing because you're nervous. Now, this is something I teach in my boot camps and make sure that guys understand and make sure that guys can go through, is that you have sexual tension, but as long as you don't break the sexual tension with laughing, then she will go further with you. Women are just exponentially more brave than men are when it comes to sex as a whole. Once you get them turned on, they don't care anymore what's going on most of the time. They don't care what's going on around them. As long as you are there with them and you're not in your head looking around about what's going on, you're just right there with her, eye to eye, just staring at her. You never take your eyes off of her. You never take your hands off of her. Then she will be absolutely yours no matter what's happening. Now, if you are afraid to do this, here's what's going to happen. One day you're going to be getting to the point where you're seducing a woman at a bar or at a coffee shop or in a public place where other guys can see you doing it. Now, almost every guy who's been an alpha male in the past, when he sees that happen, sees it as a challenge. And if he thinks he can outsmart you, beat you up, overpower you in any kind of way, shape, or form, then he'll try to right then. So what you have to do is, no matter what happens, keep her attention at you and keep talking to her. Keep seducing her as you're talking to her and whispering into her ear. It's a really powerful thing. If you do whisper, make sure she can feel your breath right here. She can feel your breath on her neck or on her ear, right in this area right here. You don't want to speak very loudly. You want to get very close. Now, I've had a guy who came, and I remember one time at a bar, I was at seducing this girl. She's probably around 22. And she, when I walked in, another guy was hitting on her, but I could tell they didn't know each other because he was like doing the whole bar lean thing. And then he was like, okay, well, I'll see you later. He walked off, you know? So I'm doing my thing at the bar, and I happen to come across her after seeing that earlier. And I start to attract her, flirt with her a little bit. I banter. It's by the book. I bantered. I qualified. I built rapport. And I went into seduction. Just by the book. It works every time. So I went through it step by step. And this guy started getting pissed because he's looking over and he sees me. And I've just met this girl. But I'm already like whispering in her ear. And she's like all over me. And he gets angry. So he comes up right here. Right next to my face. I can see him in my peripheral right here. And he's just, I'm going to fucking fuck you up, man. That's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend, bro. Like, I know it's not his girlfriend. I was like, is this your boyfriend? She goes, no. I just met him tonight. And I go, okay. You know? So I'm talking about him right in front of him. And he's just pissed. He's just so upset. And he's just right in my face. And he keeps trying for about probably 5 minutes straight. Just cursing me out. Yelling at me. Pretending like he's going to hit me and stuff. And I don't flinch once. I just sit there and stare at this girl. And I'm just seducing her right in front of him. She's just absolutely enthralled with this process. And after 5 minutes, he backs down. He just leaves. He just goes and sits in the corner, starts talking to somebody else, and that's it. I never had to deal with him ever again that night. Never. So I sit there, and then I just take her hand, and we leave. We go back to my apartment. So I was that night, I fended off this guy, but if I didn't have practice doing this, I would have just absolutely screwed that up. It would have been terrible. So it's really important that you can, when you get in that seduction stage, no matter what happens, you are there. If someone tries to come up and interrupt you, if she breaks states because you didn't pull her in enough, you didn't really draw her in with your seduction, and so she left. So there are a lot of other sort of NLP kind of concepts around seduction too, which is neuro-linguistic programming, but I'll get into those some other time. And it helps you sort of draw women in when you use them. So very, very powerful concepts, very amazing techniques, and really crucial concepts that you have to know for seduction. Or you won't get there, man. It's just how it is. When you get in the bedroom, it's not a time to joke. It's not a time to laugh. You can't be, you can laugh in the bedroom, have fun, but it should all be sexual. She takes it up a notch, she takes it to the next level, you meet her there. You do not back down. She's like, you know, I want to bring two more girls in. I want to go out tonight, meet two more girls and bring them back. You better go, all right, let's do it. Now, let's go. You know, you can't go, I don't know if I should do that, blah, blah. Don't do that stuff. Just go make it happen. You have to meet her there. So, you know, unless she's like, you know, I want to put on a strap on and screw you in the ass. If you're not into that sort of thing, then don't do that. I'm definitely not into that. But some guys are, you know, whatever. And not there's anything wrong with that, as Seinfeld would say. So meet her there. Make sure you meet her. Make sure you are you're willing to take it to the next level. You're willing to go there. You're up for anything. And make sure that you sort of guide her through that process and that you draw her in. You do that, you will be a master of seduction. Any woman you want will be yours. In fact, women that shouldn't be yours will be yours because maybe they're someone else's. So you have a lot of responsibility around this. I don't use these very often. I only use them with my girlfriend now because to use them with someone else is making a decision, A, for me to cheat, which I'm not going to. But more importantly, it's to lead that person on, and I won't do that. So not that I haven't done that in the past. You know, when I was single, of course, I didn't really care as much, and I would seduce women. It didn't really matter to me. But now that, you know, I've got a girlfriend and I'm exclusive and I'm monogamous, I'm not going to be doing that. So if you're polyamorous, if you're single, rock it out, do it. If you're monogamous, only do it with your girlfriend, and it will work with your girlfriend too. So keep that in mind. Any questions at all, post a comment below. I have a feeling this is going to be an ongoing topic, so make sure you ask questions. If there's a really big question, I'll shoot another video and I'll post it up. So take care until then, and I will see you along the way on the path. Let me know if you have any questions at all, and can't wait to help you get to the next level here. Use these techniques, though. Choice techniques. Try them out.